With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I think Harmon's walking around saying, I get to work with Dick Brandt.
No, no.
Brutal!
The whole thing's disgusting.
It really is. It really is. Okay, we're going to get to plenty of serious stuff. In fact, I'm calling all Trump supporters. I'm going to lay some stuff out at 12:20. And I only want Trump supporters to respond at 12:35. Team Trump. Rally. Can we call? Trumpsters! So I want you to all to respond. What's going on? Somebody's mad about the intro. It was a mistake. It was just, they happened. Trust me, calm down. Okay, Ricky the Raccoon. Let's talk Ricky the Raccoon here.
Okay, Ricky, because Ricky is a female, you know.
It's a girl.
It can be a girl.
Yeah, there, I know Ricky goes both ways.
I'm just saying, I want to clarify.
Ricky can be a men's or a woman's.
Exactly.
Name.
Why did Ricky become an international phenomena?
She was the hero we didn't know we needed.
I guess, right? I mean, it's a bleeping raccoon climbing up a wall.
It was impressive.
It was you climb up 22 stories and tell me
how you
feel.
That's what raccoons do.
That's what they do.
And let's not forget, everybody, raccoons are not a cuddly little animal.
They're vicious
animals.
And they're disgusting. And they would rip your throat out if they could. Not cuddly
at all. Adam
or
Rocky?
By the way, I'm concerned. Lindsay hands me the post-it notes every day with the sponsor.
Yeah.
She handed me one today. It says, Adam off.
Yeah.
And you obviously didn't hear what I said, too. I said, could you write down the days that you're off this summer?
Oh.
I want to put a calendar together because you are off some days and Adam's off some days and
okay.
I'm off some days.
Sure.
So that is...
That's it.
Not a subliminal message. Okay. I really would like to know when you're taking vacation.
This is your last news.
Turn your mic off, Adam. You're off. Take your nameplate down.
Done.
Okay. Why? Is it just that it was so different?
It's social media driven.
Oh,
and
a thousand
bravo to NPR.
NPR. Kudos.
And by the way, the raccoon makes it to the roof today and they secure the animal up there, it was NPR only allowed to be up there.
Are you kidding?
No.
All right. Now, again, somebody says they make awesome pets. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they do not make awesome pets.
I follow an Instagram account of a woman who has a pet raccoon.
Let's just stop right there, Adam. She's following the woman with the pet raccoon. What's the raccoon's name? Is it Ricky?
Pumpkin the raccoon. No lie. If you need some joy in your life, follow Pumpkin the raccoon on Instagram. Yeah.
Here's the
1.5 million followers.
How many?
1.5 million. Yeah. They live in the Bahamas, and this raccoon lives in their house, is potty trained.
That's just weird.
Look at that.
Here's the headline from 3 months from now. Instagram star in the Bahamas killed by pet raccoon.
Yeah. Dog destroyed.
In the middle of the night.
Dog is killed by pumpkin. The pumpkin is in the Bahamas?
Yeah, there's raccoons in the Bahamas.
So did they live somewhere in the mainland and they moved with their, and of course it was a support raccoon, Adam. So they brought the support Ricky raccoon on.
Rocky.
Yeah. I like Ricky.
Rocky Raccoon, great Beatles song.
Yeah, and listen, I heard a little bit of Oak coming in. Listen, NPR, you owned it.
Yeah.
You pushed it. You dominated. Yeah. You shouldn't have had the only access. No. Now, can we get the raccoon on maybe later today?
No, because it's been released in an undisclosed location. If you're listening and you aren't as awful as these two and you like the raccoons, do yourself a favor and Google Pumpkin the Raccoon.
Oh, jeez.
Awful.
There you go.
I was
there
thinking yesterday how we could co-opt it yesterday.
I'd like to go shoot that raccoon.
I was trying to find a like a stuffed animal or some sort we could have hung from the window here.
Out of the Minn Kota?
Oh, it's the WCC. What? It's a walleye up there. How did the walleye get on the wall? Yeah. How did the walleye get? It's the hashtag WCCO walleye.
Well, we better
Will it swim to the top?
Will it? We better have it go through the water and get up there. Okay.
They make good hats, by the way.
Yeah, they do. They
raccoon
do.
Hat. In any circumstance in your life, would you wear a raccoon hat?
For sure. I'd like to wear this one and say, hey, this is what happened.
What do you think of this?
Yeah. I found Ricky. Here he goes. His climbing days. You know when he's going to climb? When I go up the elevator.
Yeah.
When I go up the escalator. What is your theory? I get it. It is 100% social media. Why was the world? I mean, at one point, it was trendy number one. Kim Jong-un 2,
yeah.
Ricky the Raccoon 1. Why did it mesmerize us? 651-989-9226. I would prefer the raccoons themselves call in.
Texter points out you. It's really too bad we don't have the TV yet today.
Oh, my God.
How much would you have forked over for the raccoon costume?
Unlimited. Seriously, we would have.
I would have been crawling back on the wall.
Exactly. Maybe we should just do the TV hit. Anyway, call there. Okay, 651-989-9226 or text away 81807. Why were you hypnotized? Your life stopped. Your children were left at school. Your loved one was left at the hospital because you had to follow the raccoon. Help me out. All the 74 years the three of us have been together. Adam, have you ever heard Lindsay as excited as she was in talking to Tim?
No.
Who's called in now?
No.
I typically, the listeners who call usually yell at me. Tim called.
And?
He raises raccoons.
Yes, I did. Tim. I had two little ones.
Tim, are you presently raising raccoons?
No, they were when I was younger.
Okay.
So my most recent encounter was a couple little ones got stuck in a window well. And I looked at them, and I could see one's a female and one's a male. So I just picked the female up. You know, she hit her face with her little paws, sat her down. She wouldn't move.
Look at Lindsay.
And then I went and got my welder's glove.
Uh-oh.
And put on those to pick up the male because he was like, you know, ready to fight.
Do that again, will you, Tim?
That's what they do.
Has to be on the instant replay soon. Please,
when
Lindsay.
The ones I raised when they were little, we bottle fed them, and they'd wrap all four legs around the bottle and rock in my arms. I had them for about 4 years. They'd ride to school on my shoulders and hang around the schoolyard. So they're very intelligent. They know people really well.
Oh, stop. Stop. They're not. They don't know people really well,
yes,
Jim.
Yes, they do. You can walk out and you got just nothing in your hands, and they'll just be on your deck and you say, go on, and they'll walk away. You walk out with a rifle and they run.
How many times did the male just leap out at your carotid artery and try to take your life?
Never.
Never?
Never. He'd hunch his back and hop around, you know, play fighting.
He was thinking about it.
Yeah, that's...
You know, and make his noise and...
What was that noise again?
Just like that.
Tim, you are my favorite human right now. I love this.
Tim, were you lonely as a child?
No.
No.
Not at all.
What did you...
Although my dad would play tricks on the ones we raised. He'd give them a cracker, and they like to wash their food. So they'd wash the cracker, and it would just, like, disintegrate on them.
That's kind of mean. Dad was kind of mean to the yeah. raccoons. Did everybody at home agree with having the raccoons around?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody?
Yeah, this is in the 50s in West St. Paul, way out on South Roberts, so there was nothing there at the time.
What did you think of
What's South- there now, White Castle? Where the White Castle is?
No, farther out.
Oh.
South Roberts.
What do you think is South St. Paul this time, Tim?
South St. Paul stinks.
Yep, thank you. Yeah, Tim,
not as bad as it used to.
You're coming around on my team, Tim. Thanks. Okay, so were you available yesterday at any point to Yeah, were you?
I'm out in Lake Elmo now.
Oh, that's great.
I stay
out
away
there
from the city. So
well, you're not that far. It's not, Tim. It's not like you're like in the middle. You're 15 minutes from St. Paul.
I'm sitting on 200 acres of monastery ground.
Oh.
So it's like we're an oasis out here. Yeah.
A lot of raccoons out there.
Yeah, Tim, oh, seriously. Yes. Would you like to have us come out there and do a show sometime?
Sure.
Are you going to have any raccoons around?
I'll try to make it if possible.
Yeah. Did you ever eat any raccoon?
No. No, I had a Davy Crockett hat when I was little, but that was made of cloth. So,
what happened at the end of the raccoons?
They eventually just walked back in the woods. They'd come back every once in a while, and then eventually they didn't. They broke up with you, Tim. Yeah, they broke up.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? You were their provider. You gave them food. You gave them comfort, and they gave you the back of the hand or the back of the paw, I guess, in this case.
Well, I also hit puberty, too, so there was other interest in mine.
Well, on that note, we're going to have to let you go, Tim.
All right.
I'm a little worried where it was going to go. All right, should I read a few of the raccoons? Now, Lindsay is just mesmerized. She's tempted to – I think she's texting John right now. It's over. I'm going to try to pursue a relationship with Tim.
No, it was hilarious, though. He mentioned the cracker story. There's this great viral video. I'll actually post it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Chad Hartman Show. It's of a raccoon, and he's gotten hold of cotton candy. Well, you know what happens when you get cotton candy wet? It dissolves.
Yeah.
It's just spun sugar.
Yeah.
And the poor thing.
What?
He, like, goes crazy. He doesn't know what happened. It just disappears in his paws. It's so sad, but it's great. So I'll post that over on Facebook.com.
Sounds like Adam on Friday and Saturday nights at Gustavus. What was going on with him? Regarding raccoons, there's a difference between being intelligent and being intuitive. If you handle raccoons, you definitely need to have regularly scheduled rabies vaccinations. Yeah.
Well, why bring science into this? No. I mean, come on. Live a little.
Yeah, get crazy. If this was I thought I knew, someone would just shot the furry rat. I'm sure, Adam, plenty of people are volunteering.
Well, there was plenty of tweets saying, you know, if this would have happened in my where I grew up, wouldn't have turned out as well for Ricky or whatever we're calling her.
Ricky. Let's go, Ricky.
But in all honesty, let's play 20 years ago. They would have probably shot the raccoon and no one would have known about it because they just would have gotten rid of it. When you have people outside the building at 1 a.m. sitting on the grassy hill.
How many people were out there?
There were a bunch. There were tweets all night long from people who were sitting out there.
Get a life.
Honestly. Slate, what are you doing? Now let's talk the practice rounds at the U.S. Open. No. Oh, man. More power to you. You know what it means to me? It means more than just a raccoon. It's about St. Paul. Yes. I mean, how do you tie that into something, Melvin? I mean,
well, come on. You're the mayor. You got to. You got to strike while the iron's
hot. Let's get Melvin on today to react to that quote. I've not interviewed him. He seems like a very likable guy. We need to play that comment for him. Somebody said in the text they want a break from all the Trump bashing. Well, we're about to talk the president. Some of his comments and some of the comments by his supporters in a 12:35, I want only Trumpsters texting and calling in. Let me lay it out when we come back. All right, I'll say this a couple times. I am very glad the summit took place. I am very happy that we have moved away from the rhetoric where it was 8 months ago. I am more than willing to give the president a great deal of credit as this deal goes forward. This was a start. It was an important start. It needed to happen. And as I said numerous times during this, I was all for something unconventional, atypical, as long as there was enough time to be prepared and nothing was offered until there were concrete steps offered up by North Korea. I was going by Mike Pompeo's words. Complete, irreversible, verified denuclearization. Okay, so I look at this tweet from the president, and he's had a number of them. Just landed a long trip. But everybody can now feel much safer than the day I took office. There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea. I'm just going to stop right there. That is the biggest lie Donald Trump has told since he walked down the escalator. Because this guy, this maniac, this murderer, signed an agreement with no guarantees. And I just said I'm happy that the summit took place. And it's a start. And I'll say the muscle the president showed, I'm sure, played a part. There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea. No one with the sane mind believes that. And I'm not saying we aren't going to get there potentially.
Hey, you see bombs flying up in the air? Come on.
No, the raccoon is up in the air. No bombs. They still have 30 to 60 nuclear warheads. They still have long-range missiles that maybe can get here, maybe can't get here.
No, did you watch 60 Minutes Sunday night?
I did not. I had a tip.
They had experts on from the U.S. government saying their missiles can reach anywhere in the United States.
Anywhere in the U.S. Okay.
They can't. They're unsure about their capability to have the reentry vehicle for the warhead if they don't have that capability yet.
Okay.
Where it can reenter the atmosphere.
What they blew up 3 weeks ago, I'm for it. There's a discrepancy on it. Some people say that was very vital. Others say this was just a stunt. This same country, the same family in 94 and 05, once to a Democrat, once to a Republican, did a version of this, and then I could hit the back pedal right now, didn't live up to word. None of it. There's plenty of blame on Clinton. There's plenty of blame on Obama. There's plenty of blame on Bush. And maybe the president is going to pull this off. I desperately hope he does. I would like to live. I would like my children to live. I would love to see our country to be safer in this area and also the citizens of North Korea. But to say there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea is a 100% lie. Adam, are you with me? I'm telling you, my opinion, biggest lie he's told since he came down the escalator.
Yeah, there's no possible way that they're no longer a nuclear threat just based on that. I'm sorry.
No.
They're not packing up shop and throwing them into the ocean.
No, it's 15 years. And let's see some other steps when we have our inspectors and international inspectors in there. And when that progress happens, if it happens, I am all in. But you can't say that. Well, you know, actually, you can say this. You can say it because the president is a master at it. And he says these things, and people who want to believe in him, who believe in him, just go with it. He's this maestro of, I mean, witch hunt. I mean, his phrasing and how it catches on through social media is remarkable. I've got a few more points to make. I want to hear right now from Trump supporters, box me up. Go at me. Point out how I am 100% wrong. Tell me why you agree with the president that North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat off a summit, which, again, I'll say for about the fourth time in this segment, I'm very happy it happened. I think it should have happened in previous administrations. They deserve criticism for not doing this. But off a framework of a deal with zero specifics, we're going to say there's no longer a nuclear threat? 100% false. I got some other points I want to make. But I want your feedback through text and phone calls. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. All right, I'm going to get to phone calls in a moment. I'll repeat part of what I said before, part of what I said yesterday. I'm all for a good start. I'm all for doing something different. I'm all for the muscle. Mike Pompeo is right where I am in a number of issues, but the guy's brilliant. He's incredibly smart person. He cares for the country. He's a shrewd person and may turn out to be a very good Secretary of State. I am reacting specifically to what the president tweeted today. That is his number one means communication. He has announced appointments, high-level officials. So I'm taking his words verbatim. When the president tweeted out, there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea. That's absurd. That we might get there, and we might get there because of the president's policy, because of his approach, because of the, massive sanctions, extreme sanctions. All that might turn out to be brilliant. I hope it is. I also think if he pulls this off and the economy stays where it's at, good luck to Democrats. And if you just run somebody far left, you have zero chance if all this turns out. And I'm not going to say something stupid like Bill Maher and say, who I think is a very intelligent person, but when he said, sorry, folks, we need a recession to get rid of Trump. No, I don't want a recession. I do not want to see millions of people suffer. I don't want to see our country jeopardized in any way by a brutal, maniacal leader who's got 120,000 people in a gulag right now, who murders his own relatives. His talent is his brutality. Maybe he's going to change. Let's all hope. But to say off a framework, off, as I said to a friend, a really important step, a marathon still to run. You can't say already. You want to say that's our goal? I'm all in. But you can't say we're there yet. All right. Trump supporters, call in 651-989-9226. Rob, you first up. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for calling.
Is that me?
Is your name Rob?
Yeah.
Okay, then that would be you.
Okay, so I'm not a Trump supporter, but what I'm calling in to talk about is that I think we need to quit kind of going all off on every stupid Twitter comment that comes out of Trump. Everybody who's thinking knows that what he says is not true. He says it so that we focus on paying attention to something that's absolutely crazy, and then we miss reporting on maybe some more important things. There was an editorial in the Star Tribune this past week or so about the difficulties of dealing with North Korea, and pointed out that not only do they have nuclear weapons, but they have chemical weapons, they have biological weapons, and how are all these things going to be handled in this framework? And I think that would be a really important and worthwhile question to pursue rather than a stupid Twitter comment.
It's not a stupid Twitter comment from the president. The president just was involved in a historical summit on an agreement that is a starting point. And when the president of the United States, the most powerful person on the planet, says that the country that we have most feared about with nuclear capability attacking us, when the president of the United States says they are no longer a nuclear threat, that is not a stupid, meaningless, let's distract things. He does that. You're right. There's greater depth. There's greater understanding. All that will take very smart minds that our country has. It will involve enormous concessions from a person who has zero credibility. But I want to hold the president's stand. The president also tweeted out today, fake news is the greatest concern that our country has. Okay, then don't put the same stuff out yourself. So then I think it's valid. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate the phone call. Jason is in Plymouth. Jason, you're on CCO.
Yeah, hi, Chad. First of all, I'm not going to call you out for anything. Even though you don't like Trump, you're not a jerk about it. You actually do not like him on the issues and on facts, not on, you know, some emotional hatred. So I completely respect that. The second thing is, I'm a Trump supporter, obviously, proud of it. Nobody's going to take my job away. Nobody's going to insult me. I'm sticking to it. You know, you talk about like that he lies, or like this tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of compare it to the musical Wicked. That you've seen Wicked, right?
Right. It's been a while, but I've seen it.
Yeah. Well, there's a line in there where the Prince Fiero, he says, it's not lying, it's looking at things another way. And the audience laughs. Okay, but with Trump, it's kind of odd because there's kind of some truth to that. Trump, I don't think he outright intends to lie. I think Trump says things the way he hopes they are or the way he hopes they will end up. You know, I think that's how the guy is.
But, okay, so let me just go back and you chime in too. That's one thing when you're negotiating real estate deals, which obviously however many billions of dollars he's worth has worked magnificently. But now when we're talking about something where he and his Secretary of State have said the only way that North Korea will get a penny is complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization. And again, maybe we're headed that way. But to say they are no longer a threat when that is his main means of communication and he does it masterfully, don't we have to hold him to that level? If he's then going to go after, in about two tweets later, about fake news not telling the truth.
But here's the thing, Chad. If he says North Korea is no longer a threat, and it turns out that indeed they're not,
then
he's actually being truthful.
Well, hold on a second. No, hold on a second. If I say today I'm a master champion, and 50 years from now, 50 years from now I'll be 57. At 57, I win the Masters. That doesn't mean I was telling the truth before. It means events change. Again, if he's saying we're on the road there, we're headed that way, fine. I'm all for that. But we can't just say if it turns out to be right.
No, and you're right. But that's what he does. And again, it's just kind of his tendency is he says things the way he hopes they turn out.
All right, I appreciate it, Jason. I know you've called in before. Call in again. Thank you so much. Let me get to many of your texts, and I want to hear from Trump supporters. And I'm giving you plenty of time here. We can take more phone calls. 651-989-9226. Chad, Trump didn't lie. He gave his opinion. He didn't say it was 100% North Korea wasn't a threat anymore. Okay, I'm just going to read again verbatim from the most important person on this planet, the person who won the presidency, who pulled off a great political upset, and again, has an economy that's in great shape and he deserves plenty of credit. And again, if this starts coming together, the Democrats, in my opinion, will be major, major underdogs. He will be a two-term president if these things keep going. Just landed, long trip, but everybody can now feel much safer than the day I took office. There is no longer a nuclear threat for North Korea. That is what he says. So when the person says he didn't say it was 100%, it shouldn't be taken as his opinion. I'm just laying it out. More text here. What are the Trumps just crowing about? We don't have any details yet. But that probably doesn't matter to people who've been fooled before. Wondering if I've visited certain places and the recession has never ended. That part is true, right? There are parts, and the steps forward are good. The president has talked about wages. Wages is extraordinarily hard, right? And how we come up with, because these employment numbers are fantastic. By the way, they were damn good under Obama. They're better under Trump. But how do we also get wages going the right way? That's what I'd love to see the president pull off. It's impossible listening to you two, so people are going to talk to you so you can make fun of them. I just gave the two callers plenty of time. We've got other people on hold. I'll do that. You don't have any knowledge about what took place in Singapore. Keep your bias opinion yourself. Talk about something that you have some knowledge about. It's an opinion show. I am reacting verbatim to the president's word and the agreement. We saw it all. I don't believe any of the propaganda coming out from North Korea. When North Korea is saying all these different things, it's meaningless. I'm going to trust the U.S. and not the propaganda from North Korea. Okay, more texts, more phone calls when we come back. It's 12:50. That is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to improve the look of your home with our clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters. Among the texts coming in, Excuse me. Kim does not want to be dictator. He grew up in Switzerland, doesn't want the job that was thrust for him. The same person sent these two texts. North Korea was never really a threat in the first place. Only genuine nuclear threat in the world was Donald J. Trump. No, I worry significantly, astronomically more about North Korea than they do Trump. And by the way, this isn't somebody who's been, you know, really carrying Donald Trump's water. I'm not comparing him to Kim Jong-un and the family. The same person says you're utterly delusional if you think Trump could ever get reelected. What did you think when what happened the first time? Sounds like people don't want to get you in the red Kool-Aid and can't handle real conversation, world events that directly affect our lives. Keep it up. Back to the calls. Joe's calling in from Elk River. Go ahead, Joe. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Good afternoon. I kind of think the guy is a purveyor of fake information, and like he's like everything he speaks of is he's a phony. And if we could call him a fake president because everything he says is, or half of it or more than that, is fake. I think if we could put a label on it like that, it would be good for the public.
Are you willing to give him credit though for what has taken place so far?
Sure. Well, without a doubt, yeah, no question. But then he turns around the very next day and says what he said, and it's the equivalent of fake news. It's fake information.
Right. There are Democrats who literally, if he cured cancer, would not give him any credit. But this is his forum. He's elected because of Twitter. And if he says this and then two tweets later is going after fake news and saying that's the greatest enemy for our country, that first of all, that's so incorrect. Now, false information, agendas, that's a problem. I agree. I hate the tribal nature of our country right now. But then don't fall into the habit yourself on a regular basis.
Yep.
Thanks.
Well, I'm 68. I've been watching politics pretty hard since I got out of Vietnam. And this guy's a pip. He's kind of like Pied Piper.
Listen, people will email me or say or text me, you must hate the guy. For my job, I love the guy. He gives us material every single day. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the phone call. Let's get to a few more of the texts here. So when I heard about the Trump tweet this morning, I didn't think much about it. I knew that it couldn't possibly be true, so instead took it as his feeling about the situation in North Korea. As any intelligent person would have concluded the same thing. You're really making much ado about nothing. But he says he loves the debate anyway. Keep listening. Thank you, Rob. I hear that at times when literally the words are said, you can't take the president literally. You can't take him literal. No, I have to take him literal. He's the president of the United States. Adam's coming up.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.